Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and what an exciting week I had. And I'm going to be sharing all of that and all of my lessons with you. But before I do, woohoo, let me describe what the show is. Let me tell my new listeners what Reality Spirituality, what the hell kind of show is this? Reality Spirituality, what does that even mean? Reality Spirituality is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the most powerful energy source, living connected to the universe, living plugged in. And when you live plugged in, when you live plugged in, guess what? The only emotions, the only feelings that you are going to have are peace, contentment, acceptance, gratitude, love, relaxed. And what you are going to know when you live connected, what you will know, what you will believe, what you will swear to, what you will feel in every cell of your body. As I listen to the birds chirping outside, I have the window open and the birds are just singing. Hi, birds. Right back at you. Where was I? And what you are going to know when you live connected to the universe, you are going to know that everything that happens is in perfect order. You are going to know and believe and feel that there are no mistakes in this life. You are going to know, believe, and feel and trust that the universe has created this journey. You're on this journey. And everything that happens, every person that comes into your life or out of your life, every situation, every event, every moment is for your betterment. Every moment. What does that, now you know what just happened? Jesus. Spider. Well, you know what? Welcome, spider. Welcome to the studio. I usually don't kill spiders. I usually shoo them out of the room very nicely and lovingly. But I'm actually doing a radio show right now, so I can't. Where was I? When you live connected, you know, feel, believe, trust. There is nothing that you can do to speed the process up. There is nothing that you can do to slow the process down. There is nothing you can do to change what the universe has designed for you. And when I say that, I mean, can you imagine knowing that this ride, that this journey, all you have to do is sit back and relax? All you have to do is flow through this life without resisting. All you have to do is basically surrender. Not basically. All you have to do is surrender. Now, that's a pretty tall plate. That is not easy. And the only reason why it's not easy is because when we were younger, we were taught to resist. We weren't taught to accept. We weren't taught to, okay, everything is happening for my betterment. Okay, everything here is a great lesson. I'm here to evolve. I mean, I'm here to evolve and grow and to experience joy and to be happy. That's the only reason why I'm here. I mean, can you imagine going to school and being taught that? You know what, Rebecca? Forget the ABCs today. You're going to need them. But the most important thing you're going to need is the knowing that the universe has your back, that you're here to enjoy this journey, that you're here to drop those shoulders, breathe in, and experience it all with a smile on your face. And then let's learn our ABCs, and then let's learn our division, and then let's learn our English, and then let's learn history, which I never did like, all of it. But the foundation is setting your temperature gauge, setting yourself up to know and realize and believe and trust in every cell of your body that this life and this journey, you are supposed to have fun. What? Yes, I used the F word. You are supposed to have fun. You are supposed to enjoy it all, even the times, labels subtract from happiness, even the labels of things that are serious or I'm going to speak for myself, labeled serious or labeled intense or this is not supposed to happen or this isn't good, this is bad. Let me share with you what happened to me. Life-changing this week. And please, feel free to call in with your questions. You can call in at 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. If you want to share, if you have something that you're challenged with, if you have an issue, call in and share. You know, we're all here. We are more the same than we are. We are more alike than we are dislike. That's really, strike that. We are more alike than we even recognize or we even know. I have had this challenge for I don't know how many decades. When there is something like a deadline I have to meet, and this week I had to meet my book deadline, which means I have to okay formatting. This is the first time I've written my own book. I never knew it was so freaking complicated. And it was very, very stressful. There's a label. But it was the stress that I put on it. I got another email. I got to check and I got to choose this format. I have to choose a higher, lower case caps or higher. Do I want that word italicized? It was, Rebecca, you have to get this done. You have to have it back by us. You have to have it back by noon. Plus, all in between all of that, I have a regular job. I just don't do a radio show, teach aerobics. No, honeys, I have a 9-to-5. And this is what happened. It was on a Wednesday, and I was feeling all of that tense. I was feeling that intense energy. And it wasn't the first time in my life. I've put on talent shows. I produced and I've directed. And it's the same kind of thing. The night of the show, I'm, whew, nobody wants to be around me because I'm too intense. I don't flow. I get things done, but the energy is like a tornado. And not a happy tornado either. Happy tornado. No, it's a frustrating, frantic tornado. And finally, after all these years, I felt that energy again on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, and I said to myself, self, enough. How do I switch it up? How do I switch this up? I didn't like feeling like that anymore. It's the topic of our show today, changing habits that don't work, changing habits that don't serve, So this is the thing. For whatever reason, the universe, I was spent years, decades feeling that energy. But at this point, March 2014, I was tired of feeling like that, and I didn't want to feel like that anymore. And this is what I did. Right in the middle of the storm, right in the middle of the intense pressure, right in the middle of send this email back in 5 minutes, we need to have this, you need to make a decision. And then plus, like I said, my 9-to-5, I work in a law office, and there was a court filing that needed to be done. And I assist with formatting. I mean, it's 7 documents. Listen, it was very intense. Oh, and in my mind and in my head, my thoughts were, this is serious. Why is she asking me questions that I don't really need to answer? Why don't you just bullet what you need? Bullet, you know, I'm a bullet person. Oh, my goodness. People that go on and on and on, just kind of like I'm doing with this radio show. But people that go on and on and on when I just need a yes or a no answer, woo, that makes me, woo, that makes me up the seriousness. And this is what happened right in the middle on that Wednesday. I said, okay, let's see. What would RLN say on reality spirituality? What would she tell me to do? Okay, breathe and pause. Pause and breathe. Okay, I tried it. Pause. Breathe. Try it again. Okay, and I did. But it just wasn't getting the job done. So I had to come up. I said, universe, help me with this. What can I do? And I was sitting at my chair at the desk. I was just sitting there answering emails, working on documents, you know, doing 3 things at once, trying to stay on top of it all, and the breathing and the pausing wasn't freaking working. So then what did I do? I needed something else to do. I said, you know what? I am going to get up out of this chair, out of this tense, stressful, serious chair, and I'm going to do something that I've never done before in the middle of a storm, in the middle of needing deadlines, in the middle of people wanting things from me, in the middle of work, in the middle of a production. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go get breakfast. What? You can't breakfast, but you're supposed to answer, and you're supposed to... Oh, yeah, that's true. But I rather master, conquer, get a hold of this energy because I did not want to feel like that anymore. I got my ass up out of that chair, even though I wasn't supposed to, and I had breakfast. Went out, ordered breakfast, and guess what? I not only ordered breakfast, I ate my breakfast slowly. I savored every bite. And then I was able to breathe. And then I was able to pause. And then my energy shifted. And my energy shifted to a place where my thoughts changed. And my thoughts changed to, if the book doesn't get printed on the date it was reserved to get printed, who cares? If the formatting doesn't get done on the day it was scheduled to get done, what's going to happen? What's the worst that could happen? I speak at a seminar and I don't have any books. So, what? Honestly, that was that important that I had to feel that energy because I need to have a book in my hand? Mm-mm. No. No. For the first time in my life, work, really, if something happens and the document doesn't get filed, well, a document is going to get filed because I had plenty of time, but it was a lot of work. But really, in reality, what happens? So nothing is that serious. I don't care what it is. Death, health, surgery, finances, what? Unless you label it serious. And instead of labeling anything serious, I'm changing it up to just just experiencing the reality of it without the labels. Experiencing what is going on without the labels. That is what happened to me this week. And I'm telling you, what's going to happen in the future, I have no idea. I'm going to experience a lot of moments like that, deadlines. But I know from Wednesday that I can switch up my habits. I know that I can switch it up. I know for sure I can switch it up. Why? Because I did. Now, I don't have any expectations of what's going to happen, and maybe if next time I'm still going to have that energy, that tense energy, that frantic energy. If I do, I do. Because I'm not going to sit up here and criticize and myself and have judgments of, oh, now you, I got to let that go too. But what I do know is I know how to shift my energy in the middle of the storm. And if I can do it once, I could do it again. And what I do know is what I practice, I am going to experience. So I told the universe, bring it on. Let me practice being calm in the middle of a storm. Let me practice feeling okay, surrounded by deadlines. I want to live like that. I want to be at peace, surrounded by. Can you imagine, like in the middle of Times Square, and everyone's yelling and screaming, and who knows what's going on, and just being able to meditate and being at peace. That's pretty cool, don't you think? So that's what I experienced. This is what I was going to say. And if I can do it, guess what, audience? Guess what? If I can do it, you can too. If I can change it up, if I can practice new ways of living, new habits, if I can practice new behaviors and new thoughts, and I just said practice. I didn't say we had to conquer anything. I didn't say we had to master anything. No. I don't need any other things to do. I just said practice. And be creative with coming up with something that would work for you. Because my hand's up in the air. What works for me might not work for you. We are all as different as our fingerprints. We are all as different as our fingerprints. So sit right now and come up with what would work for you. Or maybe you won't even know until you're in the middle of it. But now when you're in the middle of whatever feeling you don't want to feel, and it doesn't even have to be this intense stress, frantic energy. It could be another emotion or another type of feeling that you are sick and tired of feeling. Whatever it is. Maybe annoyed. Maybe irritation. Maybe anger. It could be sadness. Maybe you're tired of worrying. All of it. Anything you really don't want to do anymore, you know you could switch it up. Or you could just practice switching it up. And so then when you practice another way of behaving, or you practice other perspectives, or you practice other thoughts, having other thoughts, guess what happens? Now when you're stuck right in the middle, now you have choices. Now you can choose how you want to feel. Now you can choose your emotion. Now you can choose your personal vibration. That's right. Personal vibration is also a choice. So imagine on Wednesday when I was right in the middle of the storm, right in the middle of it. What do you think my personal vibration was? Calm, peaceful, flowing? No, honeys. I was resisting every single moment. I was resisting every single moment. And so now I have a choice. I can resist or I can flow. What do you think feels better? That's a question. I am so glad that you're here listening to Reality Spirituality. I actually had a couple of callers, but nobody wanted to talk. It's so interesting to me. People call, but they don't really. They just want to listen, but they don't want to. They don't want to come on the air live. And I understand that. I've listened to plenty of shows without calling in and speaking live. This show has been really special for me because I wanted to let everyone know what happened in my week live and in color. Now, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and every Sunday at 7 a.m. And if you've liked the show, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and if you've liked the show, please go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like Reality Spirituality. If you want more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private sessions tab. If you want to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to info@RebeccaNorrington. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And these, of course, why did I save the best announcements to the end? On April 5th and 6th, I will be live in San Francisco at the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. Live an Extraordinary Life Conference at Fort Mason. I will be speaking on Saturday. The topic is the importance of forgiveness. And then on Sunday, I will have a two-hour workshop. And after that, I will be having another speech called The Blame Game. So you can also go to my website and click on the Live an Extraordinary Life Expo and sign up for my workshop. It's only $55 for 2 hours with me. And let me make another announcement. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, will be coming out live in stores on the website. April 2014, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I am so excited about this book. Anything, everything that you can imagine, any topic that you would experience in your life, from anger to controlling to death to finances to pets to parents to children to... circumstances is in that book. That's right. Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is coming to you April 2014. Go to my website, homepage, scroll all the way down. I've already had a few pre-orders. And if you order and you're in the United States, you get free shipping. In closing the show today, I want to remind everybody who the hell they are. Who are you? You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Reality,
spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.